Perhaps one of the most memorable political quotes in American history came when Richard Nixon lost his bid to become governor of California in 1962 when he said, "You won't have Richard Nixon to kick around anymore." While the quote turned out to be far from true, Hoboken Mayor Ravi might well be thinking along similar lines with the results of the Hoboken midterm election, where tough political opponents overcame his slate of relative newcomers to deniable a much sought-after control of the city council. The Hoboken midterm council elections proved an old adage about how difficult it is to beat an incumbent, as all the incumbents were victorious in the November 5th municipal election. The one exception was Phil Cohen, who inherited the seat pretty much when Peter Cunningham decided not to run. His election team admitted after the polls closed on Tuesday that they knew unseating powerful incumbents was an uphill task. But they were not singing the blues, since Cohen's victory gives Bala an additional vote on the council, and perhaps more importantly, an extremely articulate voice to help argue for Bala's agenda. The election, of course, was a test of Bala's political clout, who ultimately was the biggest loser in this election even though his name was not on the ballot. Although the Bala opponents claimed they could work with Bala in the future, and for the most part have agreed with those council members who are loyal to Bala, the fact is that this election guarantees that divisiveness on the council will continue for at least two more years. But the Cohen was a pickup vote for Bala. It was not enough to take control of the council, something he needed in order to advance his agenda. Bala supporters, whoever, were quick to note the political intervention by the Hudson County Democratic Organization, which supported several of the candidates, including a direct contribution from Hudson County Executive Tom DeGise, who Bala tried to unseat a year ago in a failed political coup that included Jersey City Mayor Stephen Fulop, State Senator and Union City Mayor Brian Stack, and the already ousted former West New York Mayor Felix Roque. Bala's primary nemesis, First Ward Councilman Michael DeFusco, successfully fended off a challenge by Magdalia Milano by nearly a 2-1 margin, almost guarantee another DeFusco run for mayor against Bala in 2021. Tiffany Fisher, the incumbent councilmember in the second ward, saw a much narrower margin of victory over Nora Martinez de Benedetto. Fisher, a one-time ally of former Mayor Don Zimmer, has been seen as one of the leading proponents of an alternative reformer movement in Hoboken, and a sharp critic of Bala. As with DeFusco, third ward councilman Michael Russo won re-election by a 2-1 margin over challenger Ronald Bautista, and was the leading vote getting in the Hoboken midterm election. This raises the question as to whether Russo will attempt to run for mayor in 2 years, despite having a non-aggression pact with Bala in this election. While 4th Ward Councilman Ruben Ramos also showed a 2-1 majority over challenge Lisa Farrell Sprengel, his overall numbers were relatively low, considering the fact that he was also a mayoral candidate 2 years ago. Cohen won in the 5th Ward over two candidates, Nicola Meganuco and Timothy Crowell, but managed to avoid a runoff election by getting 52% of the overall vote. Fisher ally, Jennifer Giottino, squeaked out a victory over two challengers in the 6th Ward, also avoiding a runoff by getting 52% of the vote. She beat Frank Rossner and Kristen Crico-Powell. Crico-Powell was expected to do much better because she came from a prominent old Hoboken political family. By far, Cohen is the star of the midterm elections, someone with a bright political future, and as an ally of Bala has the potential to inherit the mantle of reformer established under the Zimmer administration. Clearly satisfied with the results, Cohen looked back at a previous election loss when he failed to unseat Anthony Romano as freeholder. "I worked as hard in this election as I did 5 years ago when I lost to Anthony Romano," Cohen said. "But this time I took the election to a new level." He said he made a concerted effort to meet people, neighbors, friends and others and seek their trust and their support. While he said there are a lot of things he would like to accomplish as a councilman, he is most concerned about continuing the Zimmer legacy when it comes to flood control and upgrading Rebuild by Design, a project Zimmer initiated with federal grants to help protect Hoboken from rising sea levels. "While we've made good progress under Mayor Bala and Mayor Zimmer, I think we need to make sure we don't screw it up and lose the federal grant by not moving ahead with it, he said. Hoboken is under a timeline to get it completed by 2020, and Cohen said he will be focusing on making sure this happens.